If you have listened to the sample reading for A Single Baby, you will note that this is the same chart. This is the same design. These are my twins. These are their birth dates, times, and this is their design. The reason I've chosen this to do is because I know the birth story inputs that you've now heard about in the introduction that are going to be important for assessing this whole design. So I'm going to do this as if you haven't listened to that sample reading. If you have, great, but some of this will be repetitive. But really, this is to show you what you can do with human design and multiples, even though it seems like you, quote, shouldn't be able to because they have the, quote, same design. So let's start with type. This design is one of a manifesting generator, and what that means is they are here to have an aura that is so resonant with the world around them. It is responding all the time and humming all the time to the inputs and the things that are happening. They are a response machine. They have a powerhouse engine of capacity and a day-to-day life which is designed to give them work until they're exhausted, sleep until they're replenished. That is the cycle of the generator, which is the main core type at the heart of these children's aura. What that means is that they are here to respond to the world around them. They are absolutely here to be led by their instinct and the next thing that seems great to them. And yet you'll remember I said these are manifesting generators, and manifesting generators have an energy of initiation as well. It is not part of their aura. It is not part of the way they are most healthy in terms of if they led with their manifesting capacity, the just do, the initiate capacity. That's not where their energy is best served because it's not connected to where they are really responding and their doing energy comes alive. So what their manifesting generator energy will look like, especially in children, is that they seem to want to be everywhere all the time. They want to be with you. They want to be in their own play area. They want to be playing with every toy. It's kind of a chaos sensation when they are very young because they are learning that they have an impulse and initiation to do something, and then their energy body needs to have the energy to stay with it. And sometimes it does, and often it doesn't. So your manifesting generator children are the ones who will play with every toy that they own before 8 a.m. They will seemingly love something one day and the next day is not really interesting to them. They will develop these typical with children, but these kind of obsessions with a certain toy, and they want to, and this is incredibly important for multiples that are manifesting generators, and in this case, the twins, they want the thing that the other person has because they are responding generator and they are trying to see what else is out there, their manifester, the initiation energy. And the reality with this specific manifesting generator chart is it is incredibly emotional. The solar plexus is the little brown triangle on the right hand side, and that is directly linked to the throat center, which is the brown square around where the throat would be. That is the manifesting area of this chart. And what that little bit of design magic does is, in this particular case, these children are incredibly emotionally manifesting oriented. They are very action oriented. They are very vocal. And I'm not actually saying that because these are my children and I know that. I'm saying that because it is really in their design. And what is evident from this design is that the way these children process is going to be emotionally expressing. That's not expressing everything that they want to do. It's literally when there is a big feeling, they will need to get it out of them. It will be a movement-focused energy of emotionally expressing their desires. And these channels in particular are all to do with new experiences and wanting to do more and wanting to be social and wanting to be in the aura of other people and having experiences. So these manifesting generators are going to always want to be having the experience that they can see and respond to in the social setting that they're in. Between the two of them, always wanting the other child's toy, always wanting to have the other person involved in their experience, but always getting very annoyed when it's not quite the way they wanted and not really having any way to deal with that except physically pushing them away or screaming in their face. That is how these children work. And the reality is that when they get into nursery or any of the kind of more social environments, that will just expand. And these are the kind of children who absolutely need to feel like their ability is to constantly be going around doing other other things. They are a little bit in their evolution going to be that I believe I should be able to do that thing and I want to do that thing and I don't want to share my toys and I'm not going to. And they're going to tell you about it with emotional outbursts. That is the real signature of this entire design. The interesting thing, though, is these twins are generators, and their generator stuff is entirely separate from all of this emotional energy. So the core of their generator is the bit which basically says, yes, I have energetic capacity to do that thing. That's what a generator is really responding to. Does my full energetic capacity actually have the stick-to-itiveness to get to the end of this thing? And many manifesting generators, they don't really need to get fully to the end of it. This particular set of generators actually do. They have the definition within the sacral center, that's the red square down in the belly area, and the root center, that's the brown square down in the bottom, which is all to do with finishing what's been started. So these are confusing manifesting generators. Manifesting generators have this kind of tendency to be flighty and flaky and always starting new things. But this manifesting generator chart also has the, oh, well, actually, I really need to finish what I started. And so it is going to be very interesting to watch these children grow up. I don't fully know where this is going to land yet. And these are my twins. And this is the thing when you get your own reading. I'm not going to be able to predict how it's going to end up. I'm just able to say how the energy might be experienced in the now, in the early evolution stages. And any information you can give me that gives me a few hints will give me the ability to nuance a bit more into how it's actually showing up. So everything about this chart is very powerfully emotional and very powerfully energetic and all of the things that I've just said. The biggest thing for multiples is that their difference is going to show up in their openness. And everything that's white in this chart is the openness, it's the undefinedness. And the biggest center in these charts is that open spleen center. That is the white, uncolored in little triangle opposite the solar plexus in this chart on the left-hand side as you look at it. And what that center is a center of safety. It's a center of safety or unsafety. It is the fear center. And they also have an open G center, that's the diamond right in where the heart would be. And that is essentially all to do with direction and the feeling of love. And what that means is that in their openness, these twins are going to be very dependent on the world around them for feeling safe and for knowing where they want to go. But you also know that they are constantly with each other because they are twins. And they have this experiential desire and socialness. So these will be followers. They are going to be the people who tend to want to be where the action is and also want to be where the exciting emotional energy is. That can be chaos as well as happiness. They are going to be pulled into becoming the social being at the heart of, typically, the emotional drama, good and bad. And they will be pulled by different people. And that is the beauty of having multiples. Yes, they have the capacity to be pulled in directions, but those directions are going to be entirely influenced by the people that they're aurically drawn to. And that's where it's worth coming back to this solar plexus center, because an emotional center, yes, it needs to express through this design, but one of the most important things about the emotional center that is important for you as a parent to know is that it works on a wave. This particular emotional center has every single possible wave present. It is going to be sometimes turbulent, sometimes just a general build of emotion, and it really doesn't matter. They will have emotions that will have nothing to do with the actual events of the day and everything to do with just their emotional wave. And those emotional waves move this chart. It will move them towards different people, away from different people. It will move them into and out of different social environments. And in that way, they will adopt the identity and want to follow different people. And they will therefore have different experiences, which will give them different conditioning, which results in very different people at the end of it. And then we can look at this open, undefined spleen center. This one is completely open. This is the sense of fear and safety. And this is the one that's entirely conditioned by the world around them. And that includes as they were becoming fully formed in the womb. My children were they were pretty much the right way around through my entire pregnancy, although they flipped and flopped a little bit. But that's not an important part of my particular story. The big part that makes my twins very different is that my eldest, my daughter, was deeper, more hidden, very in, underneath in my womb as I was growing these babies, whereas my son was higher, much more exposed to the open, would move a lot more, was very much more influenced by sound and all of the things, whereas my daughter was very much more influenced by the stuff that was going on inside me because it was what she could hear. She was very protected by him. He was very exposed to the outside world. And the interesting thing is that that can go one of two ways. And within the analysis that I will do for you, I obviously don't know how that's gone. So I will present the two options. And the two options in this case would be that the child that is held deeper either has a bigger sense of safety because they felt like they were protected throughout. And they will orient to finding protectors to support their open spleen center to develop the safety. The opposite side of that is that that child that was held deeper could also have this overt sense of sensitivity to the things that they were not exposed to in the womb, because when they're in life, they feel more stimulating. So light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, inability to fully understand everything that's going on all the time, and deep senses of stranger danger. For us, that's the reality. My daughter is much more alert to the world around her. And I'm not sure whether this is part of the birth story. So my daughter came out first. I had a cesarean, so everything was kind of very medical. The first introduction to the world was really bright lights, all those sorts of things. And my daughter actually wasn't breathing very well. She swallowed some stuff as she was coming out. So she was very much more deep, very much more protected, and on her way out had an experience of threat. And those things have resulted in this safety sense being difficult to support for her when she is dysregulated. It is worse when there is an emotional energy to it, but it's pretty much constant. She's taken a very long time to be able to warm up to strangers without screaming at them first. It may be very different for other people, but my son is incredibly flirty. He wants to be, he's the typical 1222 definition on this emotional chart. And that is largely because he had no problems. He was always the bigger one, a stronger one, didn't have the birth trauma. And so this chart is ripe for vulnerability whenever there is a threat, and I will watch for it for the rest of their lives. But from their birth and their gestation, neither of my babies went to NICU. They were both with us from the very beginning. And so really we're looking at the early life experience in gestation and birth that totally changed how this safety center oriented. My son very much finds safety in being around people and being completely independent and going off. Same to both of those things. He is the one that goes and tries to find the things in the other room. He is the one that has that sense of drive and independence. My daughter absolutely will follow him. That's that open G center. We'll follow him to the ends of the earth. And we'll, once she's get there, she gets there and has her confidence, we'll do the things. We'll take the stuff off the shelf and try and be in the cupboard. But she's never the leader of that. She's looking to him for the safety and to be the protector. My son, on the other hand, came out second, seemed pretty robust from the start. They were both teeny tiny, but and so there was a lot of unsafety to begin with, but he's very happy to be emotional. He is very happy to wail when he is uncomfortable. Our daughter is a physical expressor. And those things just come out in the way these charts, they're both there. So the throat center is physical motion and it's also vocal expression. And it's so interesting to watch them just do that in different ways. It's the same, technically the same energy, but they both have a very different outlet. And it's partly down to this openness of the spleen and the G center. It's like, I want to fit in, and I also don't know what's safe. And so the job for these twins is to support them to understand their safety. And it's interesting because any child with an open spleen, their safety isn't in being safe all the time. It also isn't in gentle exposure to unsafe things. And they learn safety through safe people being around them. They also need to feel okay when those safe people aren't around them. And that is the biggest skill that a parent of someone with an undefined spleen can give them, teaching them safety when with and also safety when without. And so for these particular twins, we have co-slept for a very long time, and we're slowly introducing the fact that they can energetically get themselves to sleep without having a safe energy present, i.e. myself or my husband. The other really interesting element of some of this is that their safety is found in them being able to be themselves. So that manifesting generator, respond to everything, be able to explore everything, move around, do a lot of things, stop when they're done, start when they want to do more, that is their actual safety for themselves. Them being able to have a safe place to express is what helps my daughter feels safer doing all of the things that she needs to do. And she's a little trickier. She's got the physical expression and she tends to try and injure herself unintentionally. Just that's the result of it. My son is much more loud, but he gets to learn that when he has these big emotions, they will move out as long as he moves them with his expression and his movement. And that's our job as parents. It's our job for either of these multiples. And many of the differences between them don't much matter. They matter for me to know, but the way we parent them is the same. Responding to their responses, endorsing all of their expressions and inviting them to be expressive, because that's, that was perfect timing, Merlin. he woke up as I was trying to finish this recording. Endorsing their expressions, encouraging all of the, that's really not staged, but I'm leaving it in because it's perfect. Encouraging all of their ways of being and helping them to identify their own yes and no underneath, which we started to do very early on with food. Everything's yes at the moment, but it's interesting because it's yes differently, and observing those is fascinating. So the differentials within all of this from the multiples point of view get to be in their emotional temperament, because it won't be the same on every day, where that leads them given their open G center, which is going to be to different people doing different things, because they're going to respond with what their energy has capacity for, and the emotional temperament is a huge part of that. And also where they learn to feel safe is going to be hugely different depending on all of the things that they're exposed to. In infancy, you have much more control and regulation about that. But as they grow, this is where the difference really comes to life. There is much more information about your child's type in the type guides that I've done. So if you would rather do that first to feel if that's enough information, that's a perfect way to start. And then a multiples reading is always available if you want to understand the specific differences between your multiples and where their uniqueness will really come to life.